Up next on JusticeFound.org, Willard Washington and David Kortzmeyer are here today with the TechX crew. Introduce yourself.
My name is Tamaya.
Raina.
Bianca.
Antoine.
Nicholas.
This is Roland Washington from JusticeFound.org, the community worker on KPOO San Francisco, Scared Stiff, and Midnight Basketball. And this particular project between these four groups is called TechX. Why don't one of you guys tell us about TechX?
My name is Tamaya, and we have been learning about how to put computers together and putting these thumb things into the computer so you can keep it on there. If you want to travel somewhere, you can put it into another computer and still have it on there.
My name is Nicholas, and what I learned in TechX is how to process a computer and to the correct functions of a computer and how to put the computer system in the correct order.
My name is Antoine, and I found out how to use the Wi-Fi connection and how to use a Mac and switch the Mac software. If it's an old version, and put it on an operating system. Yeah, also how to put an old Mac the system software onto a new software, which is Mac OS X, which is 10.
My name is Raina, and from what I'm learning from TechX is how to hook up and fix a computer, desktop, and how to work the keyboard and all of the stats and stuff from the... My name is Raina, and from what I've learned from TechX is how to work a computer and how to use a keyboard and learning all of the things and stats and stuff from a desktop and a monitor for the computer, showing where all the parts of it is, and like if it ever broke down, then you would know how to fix it, or you can help yourself in the future.
My name is Bianca, and I learned how to take apart a computer and put it back together. I learned pretty much how to connect the Wi-Fi.
Why do you think there are not that many black and brown people in technology?
My name is Antoine, and I think it's because they think it's too hard, it's too complicated to understand with all the wiring and where the hard drive is, motherboard, and everything. They don't want to sit down and take time to learn about all that stuff. They just want to get through it, do the easy way, get straight to the point, and that's basically what I think. So.
Anyone else?
My name is Nicholas, and I think that most people do not take the time to sit down and just go through the process. They just want to rush, and then that way they just don't understand it. Knows how the process goes.
My name is Tamaya, and I think that that is not enough black people, brown people in this program because they want to go outside and just hang out instead of sitting down and try to figure out how to work a computer if it broke down on it.
Now, what does Scared Stiff try to do? What is Scared Stiff trying to do for you guys?
My name is Raina, and what I think about Scared Stiff is that the people who started the Scared Stiff program are trying to help the young teenagers from staying on the streets and try and stop all of the gang violence.
My name is Antoine, and I actually been through the whole process of it, so I know what they're talking about. Basically, it's about a program to keep the teens or youth out of the streets and to keep them educated about guns and like the nature of like why would they use guns. Like, they try to keep them away from that and keep them into like scaring them into like not trying to use those violent, like use the weapons and everything, basically.
My name is Nicholas, and I'm also a graduate of a Scare Stiff Foundation project, and they're teaching youth to stay off the streets and stay in school. They're teaching them how that gang violence is not the way, and then you're supposed to be using your time wisely instead of just using it on the streets.
So what we're doing is by having this digital part, because it's more than just taking computers apart. We're teaching you guys how to identify the parts, put them together, upgrade them, put in new systems, go to the internet, create a wireless system. Now you guys are doing audio that's going to be on the internet. So do you think if you have these type of skills, would you rather do this than be roaming around trying to get your swerve on? Or do you think this is something that can get you guys into another way of life?
My name is Tamaya, and I think this program is to help people stay in school and get a better life.
My name is Antoine. It's basically get a better education and like to make sure kids stay straight and study on what they're learning instead of other things.
My name is Bianca, and I think that it's helping us stay out of violence in the streets because they're keeping us busy.
My name is Nicholas, and I think the program is helping kids just to stay inside the books, well, instead of staying outside in the streets doing nothing with their time.
My name is Raina, and I think that the Tech X program is helping young adults and teenagers stay out of the trouble and like cutting out of school. And with this program, is helping us learn what's more important in life, and doing this stuff could help you get to better places in life.
Yeah, this is David, and I see TechX as a way to give people a firsthand experience with something that maybe they just read about or they see in the movies, you know, people using computers, but maybe they don't haven't grown up around computers or haven't seen people that they know who've gone off and gotten successful careers in technology or in an office environment where using a computer is an important part of what they do. So getting exposure and doing it themselves, and not only just being like a consumer of this stuff, because I think a lot of our society is about being consumers, and a lot of people want you to go spend your money, and we're here saying that you actually spend your time understanding how this stuff works, and not just be a consumer, but being able to think about critically about how this stuff works, and maybe being the people that are creating the next wave of technology, the next generation of websites, or being the next people who are out there, movers and shakers in the world. So we want you guys to change the world, and we think, you know, computer, maybe not it, the end in itself, but learning how to use it as a tool is a valuable thing.
And we want you guys to know that we believe in you, and we believe there's nothing you can't do, and you're showing us that. I mean, we took some funky stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And we put some funky stuff together and did some great things. What do you guys see as some next steps? What would you like to do next?
My name is Tamaya, and my next step is how to break a computer down and put it back together.
Do you have some next steps you can think of?
My name is Raina, and I think another step that I would like to learn is like all of the stats of a computer and what is good and what is not good to be around a computer, and like how to not get in a virus and keep it from slowing down and stuff.
My name is Antoine. I just want to get out of this and basically to give everybody Wi-Fi so you can travel with internet and not just in their household or in their office or wherever.
My name is Nicholas, and my next step to get out of this program is to understand how to fix much more technology than what I've already learned to do, and just want to help others if they have problems.
My name's Bianca. I want to know how to take apart a cell phone and put it back together.
There you go. There you go. So what we'll do, maybe part of the next step, is that maybe we'll figure out a way to do audio streaming and video streaming, and the next time they can see you guys up there. And we're hoping, out of some of the programs that Justice Found and Red Tap and Razortooth are taking to the next level, that we might be able to create a venture or entrepreneurial thing that you could take these skills, because this is only the beginning, and we'll be able to take these things and create some entrepreneurial experiences for you guys, and you can start your own businesses. So, number one, we want to thank Larry Gray, right?
Yeah. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry.
And then, so what's, so how you guys are closing it again? What's the?
Tech.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Are you a small business or entrepreneur? You know you need to be online, but you don't know where to start? Come to RedTap. We'll help you with all of your online needs. Everything from website design to e-commerce site setup to e-marketing. We'll speak to you in your language and help you build a successful online business. Give us a call at 415-285-0585. RedTap is located in the heart of the Mission District at 1360 Valencia Street and is a proud sponsor of the JusticeFound.org podcast. You've been listening to the Worker Justice Talk podcast edition with Roland Washington. The Worker Justice Talk is a production of JusticeFound.org and RedTap. Most editions are recorded live at the studios of RedTap, located in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco. The Worker Justice Talk is available online at JusticeFound.org and for download on iTunes. The post-production audio engineer was me, David J. Kortzmeyer. Join us next time for another edition of the Worker Justice Talk.